In 1987, the Kirtland's warbler population hit an all-time low of 167 breeding pairs. But this year, biologists and wildlife managers are celebrating because they counted more than 1,000 breeding pairs. Jerry Weinrich is a wildlife habitat biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He says that while it's important to note the success of the Kirtland's warbler, it's also important to know that the bird's success could change overnight.
People have to realize that this is a dynamic system. I mean, you can't just get to the 1,000 pairs and say, hey, we made the 1,000, let's not do anything more because everything's going to be okay. It won't be okay.
Weinrich says to keep the warbler population from collapsing again, they need to continue their management practices. Those practices include trapping and destroying the warbler's main competitor, the cowbird, and thinning and planting the warbler's favorite tree, the jack pine. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.